I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I used to think as soon as I had to reach out in my head, I was like, it's over.
It's over. I'm going back downstairs. I have to go back downstairs.
It's over. You're not getting lips tonight. Actually, no, wait. Intro.
Hit me.
Intro.
Hit me.
Patreon.
You know the vibes, guys.
You already know the vibes, guys. So Patreon is boogie oogie oogie now.
As per normal.
As per normal, you run over there every Thursday and you get the extra laughs. That's 50% of the content for £3 a month.
That's all we're asking.
£3
That's
a
base
month.
Base minimum.
Baseline. Baseline, £3 a month.
10p a day.
10p a day, run the P, man.
Run the P, that's it.
So, hop on over there, enjoy yourself, live lavish, laugh it up every Thursday, and you get the stuff that we're not allowed to say on here.
That's the thing.
You get the stuff that you were not allowed to say. And I don't know what more we can ask for, so hop on over. It's patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Enjoy yourself. And yeah, man, now we're actually going to get into the episode.
Okay.
Let's go. Come on, man.
So this fun fact is about boxing. Or a boxing film, Rocky. While filming Rocky IV, Sylvester Stallone asked Dolph Lundgren, to hit him for real. Dolph agreed and then hit him so hard that Stallone had to spend 9 days in recovery in intensive care. In a later interview, Dolph showed no sympathy, stating, "All I did was obey his orders."
That's the Russian guy, right?
Yeah. This brother.
Man said, "All I did was obey his orders." He stayed in character.
Fam.
He stayed in character.
He rocked his jaw, and Sylvester Stallone spent 9 days in intensive care.
That's why you know you're a man's man, innit? You know you're a man's man.
Who's Stallone or the other brother?
The other guy.
I was going to say.
Rocking man's jaw, he's in intensive, for in one bang.
Intensive care.
Mad.
Man. If I was Stallone and I came out after that, I'm cutting the whole movie short. I'm tearing the contract then
Stop
and there.
Stop production now.
Now, my life is on the line.
Yeah. To be fair, why would you say hit me for real?
He wanted to be in character. I get it. But big man.
Michael B. Jordan got tumped up as well in Creed, innit?
Banged.
By the Liverpool guy.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, banged.
What the fuck is his name?
I don't know his name, bro.
I know his name. I just can't remember it. His name is... He fought the other... No, he didn't. I can't remember his name. I'm so bad with names. People are probably screaming it. But anyway, yeah, the guy from Liverpool that's in Creed. I'm pretty sure he gave him a concussion.
Damn.
Banged him. But I'm not surprised. Getting hit by a boxing glove, for how it feels like headache-wise, is worse than a bare fist. Bro, it rocks your fucking
head. I've never boxed before, so I don't know.
It
or like had a spar
rocks
before, so
your
I
head.
Know.
You can feel your brain moving around.
Speaking of boxing, did you watch the Anthony Joshua fight?
I didn't watch it live. I watched the highlights.
Okay. I've not even seen. Obviously, I didn't watch it live either. I was at work, but I haven't seen any of the highlights or anything. It went all the rounds, no?
Yeah.
And
AJ got tumped up.
I was gonna say, give me your synopsis of it.
AJ got smacked about.
So no,
like
no sympathy, nothing.
Sympathy.
I don't know. I've not seen it. All I know is that he lost.
He got smacked up.
Mm.
Smacked up in that last round as well. His team threw in the towel.
No.
But no one knows this. This is the funny thing.
Okay.
No one knows this. So in the last round, the last 10 seconds, AJ was getting tarted up. Donnie was putting paws on him.
Yeah. Tarted up.
And basically, and you see the bottom left corner of the screen, the timer, where the timer is, they do the little whatever
bell
it is.
To signal 10 seconds.
To
left,
signal
whatever.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then, or the, it's like a wood clap, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's 10 seconds. It says here, it goes 10, 9. At 8, the graphic comes off the screen. 2 seconds later, they ring the bell. There was 5 seconds left in that round. Six seconds left in that round. Anthony was getting banged.
Oh, really?
And everyone's like, what the fuck happened? Like, why would they cut it short? And they're like, oh, we're trying to... That a lot of people, the narrative for a lot of it was they're trying to save face for Anthony in case he was going to get knocked out in the last few seconds of the final round. But someone...
Wait, who said that?
That was just the narrative in the media.
Okay.
That like they... Anthony Joshua has got such... There's so many millions of pounds wrapped around the career of AJ that they can't afford him to get knocked out in the last round.
Mm-hmm. In the last couple of 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, so they locked off the whole fight a few seconds early.
Okay.
So that was the narrative. But then I saw a guy on TikTok who caught it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look over at AJ's corner and they're waving the towel. They're waving the towel.
Okay.
So that's why the bell guy saw that.
Mm.
The ref hadn't seen the towel. Mm. The bell guy saw it and rang the bell. But because the ref didn't see it, it never went forward as a TKO, which it should.
Yeah.
So it just went down as that's the end of the fight.
Say swear.
Bro, Anthony got touched up.
Apparently, I can't remember. What's his guy's name? Is like Usyk or something? What's it like?
Yeah, Usyk.
Usyk, yeah. He apparently... he still had enough energy to go again.
Oh, yeah.
He looked active, apparently.
He was ready, fam. The thing is, as well, it's tough. This is the tough thing about boxing, is because for some reason, I guess it's kind of Mayweather's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of around that Mayweather stroke. Oh, God, this is me with names again. Who's the guy? Who's the fucking druggy guy? Ricky Hatton.
Okay, he's Manny based.
Yeah.
I say quite a bit. I see him once in a few.
Is he fat still?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Ricky Hatton, yeah, he was undefeated before he fought Mayweather as well.
Okay.
So around about this Mayweather era, there's this boxing culture that came around that you have to be undefeated.
Okay.
You're just no one unless you're undefeated.
Okay.
So just losing's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone lost.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, everyone used to lose. Muhammad Ali lost 3 times, 4 times. And there was never like a shake on his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's still Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali lost. Mike Tyson lost. Evander Holyfield's lost. David Haye definitely lost.
He's been losing.
From David Haye stays losing. all the greats lost.
Mm.
Mayweather's the only one that's like shot forward this like narrative that like you have to be undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's not the one saying it, that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm,
so if you're they build so much around these boxers. Tyson, Fury, Wilder, and AJ, the three kings.
Mm.
Like
they're fighting again this.
This it would have been last week.
Yeah.
So they're fighting again.
Yeah.
Well, they would have fought already by the time this comes out. But yeah, like they're just not allowed to lose.
Mm.
And AJ losing last time was a shake-up.
Against the other brother, yeah.
Yeah, was a shake-up. But then he came back and wrapped him up. Wrapped him up like a present. Which is what I should have done.
Yeah. Apparently there's going to be a second fight. Because I was... Well, I say apparently. Who knows? It was all like Chinese whispers and second ears and stuff. Because I was at work one day and coincidentally, I think... maybe 2 or 3 days after the fight, the CEO of Under Armour and one of the owners of, or like a high representative, maybe CEO or CEO of JD Sports, were having dinner together in my spot. And they were just talking, obviously talking about the AJ fight and blah, blah, blah. And the JD brother was like, oh, they're definitely having another fight.
Who? AJ and who?
This other brother that he just fought.
Usyk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they will have a fight.
Who do you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about the last brother.
No.
Yeah, AJ and Usyk are definitely having another fight.
Brother,
yeah, 100%. Yeah. AJ will tear him up as well.
Yeah.
That's just how AJ fights.
Mm.
It's just like, I feel like sometimes, obviously I don't see his training camp and all this stuff.
Mm.
I feel like AJ falls into his own, like, how do I explain it? It's tough for AJ. AJ's never had to struggle with context. He's never, like, AJ is, AJ is someone who potentially has the potential to be an amazing fighter, mm-hmm. but hasn't necessarily had the life experience to be one. So if you think about AJ's career, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about Mayweather's career versus AJ's career, right?
Okay, you would know a lot more than me. I'm just
going to Right, so yeah, I'll talk you through it. Right, so if you look at both of them are like Olympic athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at Mayweather's career. His career is very similar to AJ's.
In terms of,
they were both like very successful amateur boxers.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they were so successful, were kind of guided through their professional career.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is at a lighter weight class, it's harder to find a guy that you can 100% smack up.
Okay.
Because at the lighter weight classes, it's more skill and speed.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen some of the donuts AJ's had fights with. Mm-hmm. They look like they've never boxed before.
Yeah.
That's what happens at the heavyweight.
Okay.
You're not as skilled. You're strong, but you're not as skilled.
I'm with you.
Easier to be, if you're a good boxer, it's easier to do well in the heavyweight division.
I'm with you.
So Mayweather, the difference with Mayweather is his uncle and his dad were both ex-professional boxers.
Mm-hmm.
He's been boxing since he was a little kid, mm-hmm. with professional boxers his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's one of the greatest boxers who ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, on the other hand, is a big Nigerian kid who obviously boxed, came up the same path everyone else did, and did very well. I think he won the gold in the Olympics, in the super heavyweight division, I think.
It was a while back, no? Like,
years ago.
2012 or maybe 2018. Yeah. Or something like that.
But this is the thing as well that no one's talking about. Usyk won a gold in the heavyweight division in the exact same Olympics.
Really? Oh, again, I would.
They're both gold medalist Olympians.
Mm.
But Usyk, people talk like it's a huge upset that Usyk beat AJ.
Mm.
He's a gold medalist.
Mm.
He's the real fucking deal.
Yeah.
He's no joke.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Mayweather came up. He's a bred boxer.
Mm.
He did well. I think he got silver in the Olympics.
Okay.
He got silver in the Olympics. He came up. Obviously, he got his fights picked for him early on, etc. But he's picked his fights his whole career. But he is literally one of the best boxers, if not the best boxer pound for pound who ever lived. But that's because of his upbringing,
mm-hmm.
and his ethos around boxing. Boxing is his life.
Mm.
AJ is someone who's come in, boxed and taken the exact same grassroots approach. He hasn't had boxing in his house.
Mm.
Like, his dad is not a professional boxer who forced him to be like the prodigy.
Mm.
He's come up through grassroots, happened to be a big kid, was probably quite talented and did very well in the amateurs for his size.
Mm.
If you actually look at his boxing skill and ability, take loads of weight off him, he would get destroyed in a lighter weight class.
Okay.
Absolutely annihilated based on his skill level.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's done so well, he was a ute when he won the gold medal in the Olympics. So
he was scrawny, a lot scrawnier, he was a ute, bro.
So yeah. He's been taken from this Olympic, like, handsome, young, black UK male, win the gold in the Olympics. Mm. They've cherry picked him when he had way more growing to do, to become a better boxer.
Mm.
And they've been like, cool, fight this scrub. You're better than him. Fight him, you're better than him. Fight him, you're better than him. Fight him, you're better than him. He's had one or two difficult fights in order to get the belts. He's got the belts. And he's never really had to face hardship.
Yeah.
Like, real hardship. He's only now facing the big boys because he's got no one left. And people are surprised why he's losing.
Mm.
It's like he's never had to fight anyone hard in his entire life.
Mm.
Like, a few, obviously, in the amateurs and stuff, like, he's a kid.
Mm.
As a grown-ass man, he's never had to fight anyone, like, who is a seriously skilled boxer. And when he has, he's either had the hardest fight of his fucking life or he's lost and then had to come back and win, which is... And then his very next opponent, he's lost again. And he's going to have to come back and win again, which he will. But I feel like sometimes he falls within the premise of his own narrative.
Okay.
That people build him up to be the best boxer England's ever had. And he is not.
Mm.
And that's not his fault.
Mm.
So I don't have any hate towards AJ. It's not his fault. But sometimes I feel like he falls into that narrative. And he gets a wake-up call when he loses.
Yeah.
And he comes back and tumps people up.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't give him the chance to lose and come back.
Mm-hmm.
When he loses, he's forgotten. and he has to seriously, like, he's already on the cusp of falling out of these three kings. He's lucky that Wilder and Fury are fighting.
Yeah.
For the third time.
Yeah.
Because one of them is losing each time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of them is losing each time. So it makes it even for him to lose.
Yeah.
Whereas if Wilder was off doing his thing, Fury was off doing his thing.
And they both won.
And they're not, but these man ain't losing, fam. Yeah. Wilder knocks people out in one punch.
Yeah, yeah.
These man ain't losing. Yeah. Tyson Fury is potentially one of the best heavyweights who ever lived. Mm. Like, his skill for his size doesn't make sense, big man. These men ain't going to be losing if they're within their own separate lanes. Mm. And then AJ was just going over here getting tomped up by every Tom, Dick and Harry. AJ will get slapped out of the race. Mm. Slapped out of the race.
Fair enough.
It's only because these two are fighting each other that he's allowed to stay in this community.
Okay.
But he has the potential, but he's got like, he needs like another 3-4 years.
And he's never faced any of them two, has he?
Oh, no.
No. Because I know, I remember Wilder was trying to get on him.
Oh, yeah. Both of them are trying to get on him.
Yeah.
Both of them have been trying to get him and Fury had a contract signed.
Mm.
Him and Fury had a contract signed to fight. But Wilder,
he was a Manny like a year ago, a year and a half ago.
Who, Wilder?
Wilder, yeah.
He was there when me and you were eating in Asia.
Yeah.
We didn't see him though, did we?
No. He went to another restaurant, I remember.
Okay. So, yeah, Wilder had a rematch clause with Fury, so Fury wasn't allowed to fight AJ. Mm. That's why they're having this, they had this fight.
So who won the, because obviously this is their third one, so I'm assuming one won the other one.
It was a draw.
And the first one was a draw.
First one was a draw.
Oh.
Tyson Fury smoked him in the second one.
I swear.
Smoked him in the second one.
I love how enthusiastic you get. This is how it was when I talk about football. So I'm loving being on the other side of the table.
So this is the thing with Wilder, right?
Mm.
Terrible boxer.
I've seen his form. Like he's like more like
terrible
this.
Terrible boxer.
But he's got power.
He's got more power than anyone understands.
Yeah.
He's the most powerful guy ever. No one understands why he's so strong, but he has ridiculous knockout power. So he just catches you and that's your soul is done. But he cannot box for shit. So the first one, Fury was just so scared about getting knocked out that he wasn't fighting that game.
Okay.
But Fury still technically, in my opinion, on points, Fury beat him in the first one.
Okay.
He still tumped him up in the first one, but he got knocked down twice, maybe three times in the first fight. So points-wise, that balanced out the score. Judges, it balanced out. So they locked it up as
a
draw.
And Wilder didn't get knocked down once at all.
Wilder didn't get knocked down at all. Tyson stayed getting knocked down.
Okay.
That right, it doesn't make sense. When he hits you with the right, you're out. It doesn't matter who you are.
Watch it. I need to watch the two again before I watch
this. Fury realized, oh, this guy can't actually do shit. He especially can't fight off his back foot. If you put him on the back foot, he can't do anything. All the second fight, Fury was just moving forward, tumping him up. Smacked him in that second fight.
Okay.
So in my opinion, you smacked him in the first fight, but he kept knocking you down. Then you tumped him up again, didn't get knocked down at all in the second fight. And now he should have wrapped it up from there. Should have been like, you got tumped up the first one, but you got lucky. Second one, I definitely tumped you up. Let's just leave it there. Yeah. But now he said, nah, third one. Let's run it back a third time.
So who agreed for this? So
both. This was already in their contract.
From the first jump?
From either the first or the second, I don't know.
Okay.
But I think it might have been from the first. I think it was a 2-rematch clause in the first one.
Jesus.
Because for these men, it makes sense because for these men, these are their career high fights.
Yeah,
it's the most money they're ever going to make on a fight. And they don't know what their career is going to look like afterwards.
Yeah. I've not thought about it that way before.
But if you think about it, since Tyson Fury beat Wilder, who's given a fuck about Wilder? No one. No one knows what Wilder's been doing with his career since he got tumped up by Fury last time. So this is why they have all these rematch clauses.
Okay.
All these rematch clauses. Because it's like, you work all your whole career and then you have these guys, these top 3-4 guys, and you once you've made your way through those, your career's done. If you're not the guy who won all of them, your career's done. Tyson Fury's going to beat both of them. He's going to beat Wilder and he's going to beat AJ. AJ is loved so much in this country that he might be fine afterwards. Wilder probably not, but he'll have more money than he ever needs anyway. But Tyson Fury is also old. Actually, how old is Tyson Fury?
I don't know.
He looks fucking old.
He looks like 36.
But the thing is, the only thing with Tyson Fury is that... let's have a look. See, Tyson Fury age. Oh, he's 33. He's kind of old. Age is 31. Deontay Wilder's 35.
Wow.
They're all old. Deontay Wilder didn't start boxing until he was like 20. And he got a silver medal in the Olympics, gold medal in the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Deontay Wilder was crazy.
So it's not, for Deontay, it's not more about the skill, it's just more the power. Because he all can't. Power.
He has no skill.
I've seen power. Him box like a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not like a whole match, but like different rounds or like different like snippets on like socials and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the way he swings doesn't make sense sometimes. And obviously he's like 6'5", 6'6", yeah. So his arm, his reach is disgraceful.
He's all power. All power. But I think he's going to... Yeah, I don't know, man. So that's what it is. They've got all these rematch clauses because once you make your way through the top guys, if you come up at the bottom, your career's pretty much done.
Really?
Kind of, because especially at that age, he's 35 years old.
Yeah, of that, obviously at that age.
He can only fight people lower than him now. Mm. He can't carry enough. He's not the champion. Mm. So he's not going to get another championship. If you fought, so let's say you're Deontay Wilder. Let's say you fought, this is awkward because the fight actually hasn't happened yet. But when this airs, the fight will have happened. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he's lost or won.
Okay, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
But let's say in retrospect, let's say you are Deontay Wilder and you've lost to Tyson Fury for the second time now at the third fight. So you're not going to get another shot at him. Mm-hmm. He's the champion now and you're not. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get another chance. Well, he's already the champion and mm-hmm. you're not. You take your last chance. You lose again. He's never, ever going to give you another chance. Mm. Why would he?
Why would he, yeah.
So now you can only fight people below you. Mm-hmm. And you're only getting older mm-hmm. and they're getting better. Mm-hmm. So every fight that you have below you, people pay less and less to see because they don't actually care. Mm. And you, the only way you can make it big money is if you fight the hardest up-and-comer coming up. Mm. And he may not even want to fight you yet. Mm. And if he does want to fight you, he might tump you up. Mm. So it's a risk every single time. And you're already 35.
Damn.
Yeah, the life of a fighter is not nice, bro.
Damn.
And then you've got the AJ side, same again. AJ has to avoid those men as long as he can. Mm. And the best thing you want to do is avoid them so long that when you finally do fight them, like let's say he finally fights Tyson Fury, he wants to fight Tyson Fury when Tyson Fury is like out of his prime. Mm. He wants to fight Tyson Fury when Tyson Fury is in terrible shape. He's just had his third mental breakdown this year. He's had another 6 kids. Fight him then.
Yeah.
That's when you want to fight him. Mm. If you're AJ. Mm. And that's kind of what Mayweather did a lot for his career as well.
Oh, really?
He fought... So, you know... hang on.
Bless.
Thank you. Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo, yes, 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 yes.
Along with Mayweather, debatably... Pound for pound, the best boxer going, fam.
Fam, he's got speed.
Speed and fucking power.
I've seen him on the bags.
Speed
I've
and
seen him on
he's
the bags.
He's a talented youth, fam.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen him on the bags.
He got tumped up by Mayweather when he was a kid.
Okay.
When he was up and coming. Mm-hmm. Mayweather knew he was going to be the shit. Mm. So Mayweather would never fight him once he was good.
Yeah.
He also, Mayweather also fought Oscar De La Hoya.
Okay.
When Oscar De La Hoya was past his prime. Mm. Would never fight Oscar De La Hoya in his prime. Yeah. He probably still would have beat him. Mm. In my opinion, I've seen a lot of Oscar De La Hoya fights. I've seen a lot of Mayweather fights. I still think Mayweather would have beat Oscar De La Hoya, mm. but it's just not worth it. Mm. It's not worth the risk. Mm. Mayweather's never taken a risk in his entire career. He doesn't take risks like that. They're they're always calculated risks.
Okay.
And that's why he's rich as fuck.
Yeah. He makes sure bets.
He makes sure bets. Why wouldn't you? Because he's in it for the P. Mm. Even though he's talented, he's got this talent and he's like, I'm going to make so much money out of this, it doesn't make sense. Mm. And at the same time, I'm also not going to get my head caved in. Mm. So yeah, he made himself like easily the best defensive boxer who ever lived. Even if he's not the best boxer overall, he's the best defensive boxer who ever lived. He always makes calculated risks and fights the best fighters at their worst time. If he fought Canelo in his prime, Canelo would wipe the fucking floor with him.
When would you say Canelo's prime was? Or is? I don't know.
Now?
Really?
For the last 3 years? Mm. If he would have fought him 3 years ago when Mayweather was still kind of active. Mm. Same another one, Manny Pacquiao. He fought Manny Pacquiao when he had like a broken arm. Mm. Manny Pacquiao was fucked when he fought him. And that was such a sought after fight because Manny Pacquiao was a killer.
Yeah.
A fucking killer. A Filipino fucking killer. Mayweather didn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
Waited until he fucked his arm up and then was like, let's scrap.
Come, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, handicap.
Fam, it was a boring fight as well. Mm. Boring fight. Pacquiao couldn't do shit. Mayweather was just playing it safe. Boring fight. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Mayweather does. He's not stupid.
Fair.
And he's talented enough that no one can say with chest. So even though he's cherry picking all his fights, no one can say that even if he wasn't, anyone could do him something anyway. Because he's so good. Mm. But yeah, Canelo Alvarez, in his prime, he'd swallow Mayweather. He'd swallow him, fam. Canelo's a fucking animal. He's fighting people like three weight classes above him.
Really?
Obviously, he has the meat weight.
Yeah, of course.
He's fucking up like light heavyweights.
What's his regular thingy? Regular weight class?
Like welterweight?
Oh, really?
Something ridiculous like that? Something ridiculous like that.
Oh, wow.
He's mopping people up.
Oh, wow.
Did you see his press conference the other week?
No, I don't follow him like that. Well, I don't follow
I just saw him on TikTok. I didn't even follow it. I just saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Fam? He smacked one guy in a press conference.
Mm.
But it was like, he split his eye open. So he's fighting a guy. They were having a face-off.
Mm.
And the guy said something. And Canelo Alvarez doesn't speak any English.
Okay.
He's Mexican. Okay. Doesn't speak any fucking English, which is ridiculous. Mm. At this level, it's ridiculous, but whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy said something to him. And he thought he was saying something about his mum.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy said something. He thought he was saying something about his mom. Canelo Alvarez pushed him.
Mm.
The guy said, yeah. Swung for him. Canelo Alvarez gave him a quick slip. As he slipped, smacked. No, he actually punched him. Gave him a quick slip. Bang. Lightning fast. Whap, bap. Guy came up. I bleeding.
Fuck.
Canelo was ready. In a press conference. Suit and tie.
Fuck.
Gave him a slip and a bang. I was like, oh my God. He stays ready.
Oh my God.
Fam, he's a fucking animal. He would destroy Mayweather. Destroy him. If it was prime, I actually don't know.
Yeah.
It would be the fight of a century.
Oh, where?
Canelo in his prime versus Mayweather in his prime. The fight of a fucking lifetime that no one knows who will win.
I love the enthusiasm.
Bro,
I love it. I'm here for it.
Oh my God.
I'm envisioning it all. And my only... because I don't follow boxing that much. I just know a few names here and there and I see a couple fights or a couple highlights and replays. My only true, not necessarily, I wouldn't say true reference, but my only other reference point is anime, Hajime no Ippo. So, So when you're talking about like slips and... damage.
Bro.
Damage.
Yeah. That would be the fight of a century. Speaking of fighting, there was a fight a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Brian Ortega versus Alex Volkanovski.
Volkanovski. Polish?
Something like that, bro. Mm. Probably the best fight of MMA I've ever seen. Probably the best fight of MMA I've ever fucking seen, bro.
Talk to me.
Oh! So... these men must be so bored if they don't like fighting.
They'll get used to it.
So, check this out. So, it's hard if you don't understand jiu-jitsu. Mm. It's hard.
Mm.
But basically, if you take Brian Ortega, who's a great fighter,
mm-hmm.
really, really, really good at jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Really good at jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. So, in
what
terms
belt
of...
is he?
Oh, he's black belt.
Black belt, yeah.
Oh, 100% he's black belt. Mm. I actually don't know, but he's definitely black belt.
Yeah.
So in terms of submissions, catching you and stuff like that,
king,
given the opportunity, he's going to snap you up.
Yeah.
Volkanovski is just an overall, he's a champion, overall beast.
Mm.
Overall beast, bro. So you're in there.
Is this heavyweights, by the way?
No. Okay. This is 100 and, oh, they're quite light. I want to say either 155, maybe 170.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in there. They're going. Volkanovski's thumping his head in so accurately that it's concerning.
Mm.
It doesn't matter where Ortega goes, he's teeing off on his head. Ortega's face is disheveled, child. is swollen in places that don't make sense.
Yeah.
It's lost shape.
Yeah.
And he's teeing off on his head like it's a speed bag.
Yeah.
And he's clocking him, fam.
Yeah.
And then just as you're watching it, in the third round, you're like, Ortega's done.
Yeah.
But he's fighting for his life. He's standing and he's swinging. And you're thinking, I give ratings to Ortega.
Yeah.
But it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You're a few seconds from getting dropped.
Mm.
Fam, out of nowhere, he throws his right hand.
Ooh, Ortega.
Ortega throws his right hand, puts Volkanovski on his ass, and then goes in for a mounted guillotine from standing. So basically, what that means is, if I'm sat down here, half lying down, you just put me on my ass.
Yeah.
I'm sat down, kind of half lying, half...
Yeah.
Trying to get up,
yeah.
So my head's here, my hands are here.
Yeah, yeah, I can envision it.
You leap on top of me.
Yeah.
So you're face to face, you leap on top of me, mounted, so he's sitting on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
He grapevined him, which means he wrapped his legs under here. So you're on top of me and you wrapped your legs under my legs.
Yeah, yeah, so he can't get up now.
So he can't get up and you've got me in a headlock.
So forward.
Forward, mounted guillotine. Forward headlock and chokes the living shit out of him. It was like in a split second, Fuad. A split second. Dropped him and he leapt on him like a tiger. It's such a complex move to do that you would never do it from a standing position.
Yeah.
You don't leap on someone like that. Fuad, I've never seen anything like it.
You'd have to show me a clip.
I'll show you tonight.
Yeah, show me tonight.
You don't leap on someone like that.
Stop it. Stop.
I couldn't believe my eyes, fam. I physically couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
And he locked it in, bro. Yeah. Volkanovski was gargling. He said after the fight, he said he was gargling. He locked it the fuck in. But it takes so much arm strength to try and choke the life out of someone like that, that if you can hold out long enough, you can survive it.
Okay. Bro,
somehow Volkanovski didn't tap out.
Oh, really?
Even though he was choking so much that spit was coming out of his mouth. Eventually, he loosened the grip a little bit.
Because he couldn't keep it.
His bicep was probably cramping.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep it. Volkanovski got out. Got out. We return to our feet and we go again.
Damn.
Teeing off on his head again.
Damn.
Now Volkanovski's vexed.
Yeah, of course.
Starts teeing off on his head again. I think either the third round or the fourth round. Drops Ortega. Revenge time, fam.
Mm.
And you're like, it's a wrap.
Mm.
Someone throwing the towel because Ortega's face is fucked.
Yeah.
He's just been getting ruined this whole fight. He had that one chance with the mountain guillotine. It's done now.
Yeah.
It's done. Volkanovski gets him down. Ortega's here on the floor with his legs up, trying to like defend himself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Volkanovski on top and just going whack. Whack. And not even fast, fam. He's generating power.
Power, yeah.
Whack.
That's the
whack.
Worst.
Fam.
Oh, scare me. I'm not gonna lie to you, but like, fam? Fuck.
The ground and pound? Whack, whack, and you're just like, ref, stop it.
Yeah,
please.
It's a general safety.
Please stop
it. It's a general health and safety now,
fam. As he goes in to land the finishing blow, Ortega grabs his arm, gets him in a triangle. So a triangle is where, say, okay, it's really hard to demonstrate, but basically. You've captured one arm.
Yeah, so I'm laying down,
So you're so laying down.
He's trying to punch me.
He's trying to punch you. Yeah. You've captured one of his arms, right?
Yeah.
You're holding on to that.
Yeah.
So you get one leg on the trap.
Of the arm that he got?
No.
Of the other arm?
Of the other arm that you don't have.
So with the left, for example.
Yeah, if you've got
his right arm.
Yeah, you've got this arm on this side.
It'll be
you've
the left.
You've locked it in. Yeah. You've taken your left leg and you've got it on his trap.
Yeah.
And that's wrapped around that now. So he's got this arm free this side.
Yes.
You're not touching it.
Yes.
On his left trap.
Yes.
And you bent your knee. So your leg's in a right angle.
Like this.
Your hamstring's on his trap and your lower leg's wrapped around the back of his leg.
Back of his legs.
Back of his neck. Sorry.
Fam?
Yeah. Your hamstring's on his trap.
Yeah.
You've angled your leg this way.
I can see it.
And your calf is on the back of his neck.
I can see it.
And your heel is on the other side of his shoulder.
Yes, I can see it. I can see it.
You've now locked this arm.
Yeah.
And you've locked his head down.
Are you pulling him?
You're pulling him towards you. And then you get your other leg and you cross your legs over like this.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a triangle position.
Okay.
You clamp down and you choke the fuck out of him with your legs.
Mm.
You've got one arm here to stop him getting away.
Mm.
And you've got his head in between your legs and you're squeezing your legs together for dear life to choke him to death.
Mm.
He caught him in it. Just as he was about to get knocked the fuck out. caught him in there, again, gargling for life. Volkanovski gargling for life again. Again. After he's been winning this whole fight, two separate occasions, he's nearly done. Somehow gets out of it again.
No way.
And Brian Ortega's jiu-jitsu is fantastic. You don't get out of these things. Once he's got it locked in, you don't get out.
Yeah.
He survived it again, bro. Again. And then for the rest of that round, teed the fuck off on his head again, revenge style. Started thumping the fuck out of Ortega again.
Jesus.
The fifth round, everyone was like, enough is enough. You look at Ortega's head, he looks like he's got elephantitis.
Jesus.
His face is fucked. The doctor's talking to him. He can't answer questions correctly. He don't know where he is. He gets up in the fifth round and everyone's like, nah, stop the fight, fam. Stop the fight. It's done. You had your two chances to submit him. Mm. Valiant effort, but you didn't get it. And we're sorry for you.
Mm.
But you didn't get it.
Mm.
Bro, Ortega comes out dizzy in that round.
Mm.
Volkanovski's tired, but he knows he's won this.
Mm.
Fam goes for a swing. Ortega, slip. Whack. Ortega is coming out, guns blazing, Fuhad. Whack. Volkanovski knows it's the last round, so he's like, yeah? Doing the little, yeah? Whack. Fam, he shudders back. tries to get his arms up. Whack. Starts thumping the fuck out of him. Ortega's going nuts.
Yeah.
Fam, where he got this energy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whack. The whole time, fam. Bell rings. Everyone's in their aghast, fam.
Yeah. Blood everywhere. Fam, the dogs are good as fuck.
They brew it up. Luckily, Volkanovski thumped him up for the entire fight.
Mm.
He wins the fight.
Mm.
But Ortega goes out on his shield, fam.
Mm.
He goes out on his shield, just collapses. Just gets dragged out the thing. Best MMA fight I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. Every time he was about to go, snapped him in some elite jiu-jitsu. Elite jiu-jitsu. Dang. Couldn't believe it.
You just describing it all. I was there. I felt like I was ringside.
Dude,
I felt like I was ringside.
It was phenomenal.
It sounded
it. It was phenomenal.
It sounded it.
Oh. Mm. Creme de la creme of fighting.
Gang.
Creme de la creme. Just to be able to watch that fight and appreciate that fight made it worth the fucking 2 years of jiu-jitsu I've done.
That you've done, yeah.
Just to understand how difficult that is to do.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
That's gang.
That guillotine, I gasped when I saw it.
It just mounted.
Leapt on him. I'll show you that. He leapt on him.
I need to see the fight.
I physically couldn't believe it.
I need to see the highlights of that fight.
Oh, 100%. It's worth it. Fantastic fight.
Gang.
Fucking hell, we've been talking.
You've been talking, I've been listening. I was engulfed in that. Sorry.
If you're still here, we're going to get into the juice. So if you guys have been sticking with us for the last few weeks, you'll know that we'll be going back and forth with who gives what the ick.
Oh, yeah.
Guys give this the ick.
Yeah.
Girls give us the ick here. Yeah. And Fuhad did a little post on Instagram a couple of weeks ago of what gives girls the ick, what gives guys the ick, and we're going to reel off some of the highlights and we're just going to put this bitch to bed.
Yeah.
So which one do you want to go for first, girls or guys?
Let's do guys first and then we'll roll on to we'll end off with the ladies.
All right, cool.
So the things that give guys the ick. One, when she plays the game better than you. That's sticky.
Wow.
A lot of these ones are the ones I never reply to on Instagram.
Okay.
There were quite a few that I didn't see until later on. Some guy said when she doesn't watch anime, which is jokes. Definitely when the little kids are running around me and they're trying to touch my shit.
What?
Why are you even in that situation?
What?
So he's saying what gives him the ick about girls. He said when her little kids are around me. Trying to touch my shit. I mean, that's just your problem.
Oh, wow.
That's not even a nick. I feel like that's just your personal problem situation.
Yeah.
This one, for me, is key. Girls with no rhythm. For me?
It's the worst.
It's, you know.
I know who you're talking about.
She's like, you can't be pegged with no rhythm. It just,
10 out of 10 banging.
It just doesn't add up to me.
I haven't seen this, obviously, no rhythm thing that you're talking about. But from the pictures you showed me, 10 out of 10, banging.
It just doesn't add up to me, broski.
It's not fair.
It's not. She's got no rhythm.
Girls with no rhythm are the worst. are the worst. Yeah, that gives me superior ick.
Oh, man.
You might not have it. I saw one of them on there that said, when she looks like she smells of ham. Fam, I don't know if this is related to what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But there are some like obese chicks I've seen in my day. Mm-hmm. And I've got nothing wrong with overweight females.
Mm.
But there's some obese chicks that I've seen in the day.
Mm.
And I'm just like, I know she stinks. Just from looking at her, I know she stinks. And then she might come and try chat to me or something.
Mm.
And ham is a very particular way to describe it. Ham is a very particular way to describe it. But I know exactly what he's talking about. She stinks just like that. Just like what I feared she would.
Ham, you know. Oh, yeah. That is... That's not on. That's not on. Some put, when she has hygiene, that makes no sense. Having to use a condom is one.
Oh, that's a controversial ick. But
it's a controversial ick.
I know what you're talking about.
Someone else put false advertising in leggings. I've been there back in the day. Been there. What are you thinking?
I've got a legging ick.
Okay.
Baggy leggings, big man, are the biggest ick I've ever experienced. Baggy leggings?
Yeah, this, it's not cute. Do you remember jeggings? Jeggings were the worst thing that ever created.
Yeah,
worst thing ever created.
I remember.
Jeggings. Oh, they used to run amok in my school back in the day.
Bro. Speaking of legging stroke jegging icks, do you remember? Yeah. The girl... This was an ick for me. You know, like the female school trousers?
Yeah, tight ones.
When they were stretch out and the glue used to separate out of the seam in the batty.
Yeah.
That gave me massive ick. The glue strands used to be, it just looked like fibers just spraying out the back.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know what ick. It used to give me mad ick.
I know what you mean. Those Mercury in retrograde girls blaming crystals on their bad vibes.
Mercury in retrograde. Yeah. Oh, that's jokes. That made my eye hurt. Blaming crystals on their bad vibes. That's funny.
That is hilarious. Them you can't handle me girls.
Oh yeah.
Non-toxic girls. Man likes a toxic bitch. Fair play. Once someone put, when they catch me cheating.
Ah, nah, that's sour.
Fam, when girls get makeup on your hoodie or top, or that for me.
Yeah, it's an issue.
That for me is an issue.
It is an issue.
Like when you're hugging a chick and you just get the makeup here on your breast or your shoulder.
Pisses me off. I don't know if I call it an ick, but it pisses me the fuck off.
I just want to grab her. I want to touch her forehead like this and dash it. I just want to fucking dash it. But fucking hug me again.
Yeah.
Oh, girls with shit tan on their hands.
Their hands are
like the ankle area here.
Bro, the hands, the ankle area under the nails. Yeah. Icking out.
That is an ick.
Icking out.
That is a fucking ick, bro. Anyway. Girls with nasty feet. He said he doesn't like feet, but girls with nasty feet in general. When girls just use man for their car as if the sun shines at their ass.
Ooh.
A lot of girls
bitter.
Do that. Bitter as well, but girls do that. When she's Thai and has a bigger dick than you. Wow.
Jesus.
That little moustache, I pretend not to notice.
Nah.
Dread.
Man sent for it.
Dread.
Oh, wow.
That's actually dread.
Oh, wow.
Oh, when she wants to finger me. That's a lot. Yeah, the one that you said, girls that look like they smell like ham, that's it.
Oh, God.
Someone put girls farting in general.
Oh, yeah.
That would make me ick. And I oop, like, man, you're trying to catch this hook. I hate when people say, and I oop. When they expect you to pay for everything, I want to be living top tier. Hairy females, where are they getting this shit from? Where are you meeting these women?
I don't know.
Where are you meeting this women? Screeching when they see their friends they haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Girls whose breath stink. No aspirations or ambitions. Shoreditch bitch.
Yep.
Ick. Fuck. Sainsbury's, you know.
Wow.
Ooh, when a girl asks or says if she's prettier than your ex or than my ex, for example.
Who says that? That's a teenage thing.
It is a teenage thing for sure.
That's a teenage thing.
For sure.
Who would ask that? Am I prettier than your ex?
Who knows?
Shut up, fam. You are my ex. That's what I was saying. You are my ex.
It's the dash for me. Makes me want to be celibate. It's the whatever for me.
Big man. Did we not say that last time? Have we said that before or no?
I don't know.
Or did I just read that on there?
It's what it was on the thing that I put on. Yeah, it's the da for me.
Fucking hate that, bro.
Top three.
I fucking hate that, bro.
Top three. Top three. Oh, my days. This is one I put up as well on the day. When her titties don't bounce when she's on top. That sweeted me.
That's harsh.
That's harsh, but it sweeted me.
Yeah.
Harsh, but sweeted me. All right, cool. Let me do the women's.
All right, women. They're going to send for us. I know they are.
They always do.
They
always
women
do.
Hit mad specific.
Yeah, they cut. It's cutthroat when it comes to the women's. It's no game. When they come and don't bother making us come, then cuddles like nothing happened. Poo attached in the man's bum here, and they wipe the ass properly, and they don't wipe the ass properly.
Saw that, and creased. Poo in their bum hair.
Yeah, that's
Manscaped.com, SNG, 20% off, free shipping worldwide.
There you go, bro.
Snip that.
There you go,
bro. No yak can tell me I've got shit in my ass. No yak can tell me I've got shit in my ass. I'll kill myself, Fuhad.
You got snap? I hate. That's what a girl's one. You got snap. I fucking hate Snapchat. And...
Oh, sorry, just to bring it back, I've just had one that is an ick for me.
Yeah,
I think we spoke about it on here before when they stop contributing to the 69.
Don't know if you've had that on here.
When they stop contributing to the 69 because they want a nut.
Yeah,
nah,
suck me off in it. It's a 69 for a reason.
Damn,
you know, it's one of these bear ones for moaning. A reason.
Bear moaning,
suck me off in it. That is jokes. Yeah, that is jokes. Chewing with their mouth open. One another one.
That's kind of yucky.
That is yucky. This is a bigot for me. I think I put top three on this. When girls walk around barefoot at the end of the night. That is me.
Yeah. I thought we were doing the girls ones.
Fucking hell, yeah, we are. But this is what annoyed me on the day.
Okay.
When I put... girls they were just only. Contributing anyone was contributing, and I wasn't replying to the man.
Yeah, they got carried
away. Obviously, because I've saved all of them. I just completely forgot. Yeah. They got carried away. Oh, that drives me insane.
Yeah,
I'm specifically said.
Girls understand only, the assignment, innit?
Exactly. Know your assignment, man. When he takes pictures using famous tourist attractions as his dick, that's very specific.
Huh?
So I'm assuming, for example. When he takes pictures using famous tourist attractions as his dick, I'm assuming, for example, like the Eiffel Tower, and he will say, oh, this is the size of his dick. I don't know. Because that's very specific. So she's obviously talking
that's
about some
crazy specific. That's crazy specific. Yeah.
When he says, I thought you were younger, you look 16. Why are you asking for a man to snap? What?
Motorbike thieves? Oh no, that's a guy. A guy wrote that. Fucking hell, you guys don't understand the assignment. Ooh, double texting if you're not my man.
Oh!
That's a good one. I like that one. I like that one.
Double texting if you're not my man.
Gives her the ick. I like that
one.
I like that one.
In my younger years, I found myself double texting. And as soon as you see it, that blue, you're like, what have I done, fam?
You can't take it back.
What have I done? It looks hideous.
Yeah.
It literally looks hideous.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look. When his moans sound like a 12-year-old girl getting punched on the upper arm, instant dessert.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's funny.
When he immediately likes everything I say, like he has no personality or opinion, that's a very good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's valid.
That's a very good one.
That's fucking valid.
That's a very, very good one. Full mirror selfie nudes or nudes with his face in it. Understandable.
Nudes with his face in it. That's such a preach, you know?
I hear you.
Nudes with his face in it.
Desperately begging me to tell him he's good during it. Even that made me say, like, nah, you need, your ego is off, my dude.
Yeah.
Your ego is off. This is one for me, male or female. Being rude to servers says a lot about someone if they're not polite to everyone. That for me is a huge ick.
Disgraceful.
Oh, that drives me insane.
Yeah.
That drives me insane. That drives me insane. Let me try and find a good one. When he's trying to pick something up, but it blows/rolls away.
Oh, this is what I mean, bro. When girls go for the throat.
Yeah, they slice it open.
That's not fair.
It's not our fault.
Fam, I can see it. Little piece of paper and you go to get it and it blows away and just, nah. And she looks at it and says, yuck. Yeah.
I remember reading one, this is a while back, where it says, you know when you go on trains and the train stops and you jolt? They said, if you're jolting, you're not my man. You're not my man. You're not my man.
That's not fair.
It's not fair, brother.
That's not fair. That's how I used to feel when I was younger. I would get on the bus, and you know when the bus starts moving,
and it kind of peels back. Yeah.
And you walk. Say if you're walking to the upstairs, and you see the man and the gal are sitting there, and the bus takes off, and you have to reach to grab something. I used to think as soon as I had to reach out, in my head I was like, "It's over.
It's over. I'm going back downstairs. I have to go back downstairs.
It's over." You're not getting lips tonight.
Nowhere near you're getting lips tonight. When they say you remind them of their mum, specific boy, have you ever said that to a girl?
You remind me of my mum. Nah, I don't think so.
I know I haven't said that. I've said to women, like, you're such a mum, in terms of how they behave and stuff. But I would never say remind me of my mum. That's a lot. Guys just staring at me makes me angry. I mean, it depends on how they're staring at you.
It does.
When he seemingly skips his hands and ankles when applying body lotion. Wow.
I think I saw that one. Imagine just walking around with ashy hand and your cream to the gills. Hands and feet and ankles are ash. Oh, that's embarrassing. Have you seen that? Speaking of, there's this interviewer, right? Mm. He interviews NBA players.
Okay.
Some Mexican guy.
Oh, definitely not.
And he always asks, and LeBron James was ducking him for years.
Okay.
And he always asks, do you wash your legs in the shower? That's what we ask everyone.
Okay.
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Okay.
Because I'm going to come out and say it. I barely wash my legs in the shower.
I wash my legs. What do you mean, like actual, like soap and water?
Okay. So when I'm in the shower, I do face. Mm. I've got a specific face cleanser.
Yeah, same.
Face.
Yeah.
Rinse it out.
Yeah.
Then I get my body wash.
Yeah.
I do arm, pit,
body,
torso,
yeah,
batty, and like quads.
Yeah.
I don't lift up my leg to do this. I just don't.
Okay.
I just don't.
Okay.
So when he asked LeBron James, and balls.
Okay.
Cock and balls.
Yeah.
When he asked LeBron James, do you wash your legs in the shower? It sweated me, fam. It sweated me.
Why? Because he's trying
to... I don't. And I was like, you want to say yes, but you're like, I bet if I don't do it, and this Donnie's asking if LeBron James does it, I'm thinking, I bet hardly anyone does it.
Fam, I do.
But use a glove, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen in your shower, use a glove, use exfoliating glove. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't. Mm. I just use my hands. Mm. So yeah, I'm interested in the comments. Man them, own up. Own up. Send an emoji if you have to. Do you mind wash your lower leg? I'm not bringing up my knee in the shower like a yak. I'm not bringing up my knee in the shower. I'm not bending over to my
leg
toe.
On the ting. I put my leg on the ting like this.
Nah, fam. Nah, I'm not raising my leg. I'm bending my back in the shower.
That's jokes.
Like a tart.
Every time you use the word tart, it sweets me, bro. You have no idea. Sweets me.
Wow.
Like a tart. This one sweetened me as well. When he's got some orange left in the corner of his mouth after eating bolognese.
I've seen that. Random. That's a white guy thing.
In terms of...
I've only ever seen it in white guys.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever seen that, period.
Have you not?
I don't think so,
I've
bro.
Seen it.
I don't think
I've
so,
I've seen it. When they suck the spaghetti. Yeah. fam. Bare bolognese sauce in the mic corner. It's butters. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my days. When you're giving him a blowjob and he smells of shit.
Fam, someone's put that before. I've seen that before a while ago. What is that? This correlates to the shit in the bum hair thing as well. When you're giving him a blowjob, he smells like shit. Oh,
nah,
dear.
Personal hygiene is a...
Oh, dear. Imagine. She must have wanted to knock him out.
Just in his torso, just...
Fam, she must have wanted to knock him out.
Dent his fucking chest.
Imagine eating a girl out and you can smell physical human shit.
I would be so angry.
So would I.
I'd be so fucking angry.
So would I.
When he moans louder than me. I've seen that, but like, what?
I don't know.
Because how are you moan? I don't moan. So I don't know. Maybe some guys moan.
Mm.
Men in flip-flops. Jokes. Want to see the white crap in the corner of the mouth when they're talking? Or just like dry mouth?
Yeah, dry mouth corner. Is that it?
Yeah, there's loads, but that's...
Alright, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Apparently there's bare things that give people ick.
There are. I'm still scrolling. There's loads, fam, I've not said.
There's one that I don't think any girl has ever said, but it has to be an ick. Because I refuse to be seen in this situation. A man naked.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.